discussing your dollars. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Well, it's the Academy Awards in Hollywood Sunday night, and it's more interactive than ever this year. Advertisers are lined up in the Super Bowl fashion, hoping to make a huge impact on the TV screen and beyond. Let's talk with Tom Lason, president of New Media Solutions and NewMediaSolutions.tv in Seattle. Tom, thanks for joining us today.
John and Chris, good to be here as always.
How much of a role will social media play in the typical advertising lineup of the Oscars?
Although I'm not able to quantify it right now, obviously, the easy answer is considerably larger. The goal here, Chris and John, is to get this, what they call, second screen experience rolling strong, where this idea of engagement with the program comes to fruition. So basically the model is maybe you're having a party at your house to watch the Oscars, you've got the television on, but you're also rolling with your iPad and your iPhone, you're tweeting, you're posting comments, you're talking about the dresses the ladies are wearing or the bad facial hair that the men have, and this engagement is really what the advertisers are looking for. You mentioned the Super Bowl, and really for advertisers, there's really a triumvirate that kind of takes place this time of year. Super Bowl, the Grammys, and the Oscars, and they're all big.
And so how does a product enter into the conversation if I'm watching the Best Actors contest and I'm tweeting, and Facebooking with friends? How does someone convince me to buy a product in the middle of that?
Well, the interesting thing about the Oscars is that the whole thing is a product. Take the Super Bowl, for instance. The example there is that football is merely the bait, if you will, or the vehicle by which advertising messages are delivered. With the Oscars, however, the whole thing's an advertisement. It's Hollywood advertising its movies and its stars and its people, so you're engaged on the screen. If you're talking about them in Twitter, you're talking about the product. The people and the movies and the program is the product, and I think that makes the Oscars a little unique.
Well, you're trying to get them back in the theater to see it again, right?
Exactly, this time in 3D. But definitely, they're selling the next movies and doing promotions and building the brands of the stars and the studios.
Well,
the other interesting thing, too, about the Oscars, it's one of the last remaining examples that I can think of something called appointment viewing. Nowadays, we all want to see our content when we want, where we want, how we want, but things like the Super Bowl and maybe the Grammys, but certainly the Oscars, are very much appointment viewing. There's a time and a date. People gather and they watch this live, and that is a little bit of a dying model in terms of programming.
And then they see on the broadcast a little clip from one of the movies that they didn't see or one they did see and they want to see again, so they either go back to the theater where they put all the Oscar winners back on for a couple of weeks, or they go and call it on demand up from on the TV screen.
You got it. And all the whole time driving more revenue to the bottom line for the studios. It's interesting to note that this year's total gross for all the nominated Best Picture movies, the total gross is $600 million. And that's considered low. And that's United States and Canada. When you consider that Titanic, for instance, did $600 million by itself in the U.S. and Canada. So there's some anticipation that the ratings may be a little lower than that, a little lower this year than they have been. They've been on a downward decline for the past 10 years, but I have to tell you, I think the addition of Billy Crystal this year is going to be a big boost to the ratings, and we may be surprised, even though the gross is relatively low for all the movies.
I think it's his 8th or 9th time on the show, in fact. And one of the commercials that's been mentioned is for Diet Coke, where they use a version of Hooray for Hollywood, the song on the soundtrack, and talk about the movies, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's all, it's almost a product placement commercial. And again, the whole thing is a commercial, so everything is product placement in this case. And yeah, definitely the brands want to do all they can to tie themselves into the glamour that this event is. Really, when you look at the demos for this, they're considered to be fairly high-end demos, people who are, in quotes, influencers, and people who are aspirational in terms of what they want to be. The movies has always provided sort of an escape, but also a vision of what it is we all think we could aspire to be, and the same thing goes for the advertisers, touching that aspirational notion in all of the people who are engaged in this content.
How is the Academy, the advertising, the viewership, how has all of that fared through this recession?
It's been generally down. Ratings are down about 23% over the past 10 years, which, of course, doesn't break out the recession specifically, but I just looked at it over the course of a decade. And, again, they are looking for lower ratings this year, but the promotional machine's really been cranked up. So, and that, like I mentioned, in the addition of Billy Crystal, you might be a little surprised here. The highest viewership ever was 57 million people for the year, I think it was 1998, that Titanic won. And this year they're expecting something in the mid-30s. So there has been a downward trend here, and when the total gross of the Best Picture nominees is down, there is a prediction that there might be some fall off. But I don't know. I'm not so sure. I think some of the movies are pretty compelling this year, and like I said, I think the promotional machine has been cranked up, and we might be a little surprised.
What's the difference between the target or a typical viewer of the Academy Awards as opposed to the Super Bowl, and therefore do we see different products at the center stage in each program?
This is something that I'm pulling out of my hat here. I haven't really dug into where they see the demos going for both, but my hunch is that the Super Bowl is probably pretty strongly male. That's not always true, because there's a lot of, as an appointment viewing episode into the party, there's a lot of female viewership there too. But I would suspect that this is probably going to be a stronger program. The Oscars are in the female demo. So there probably is a little bit of a difference there. But again, with a mass audience of 30, 40, or 50 million people or more for the Super Bowl, the ads are about twice what they are in the Super Bowl as they are for the Oscars.
And people tune in to watch the ads too
exactly.
The Super Bowl.
And really, the demographic piece is somewhat important, but you're also, when you're reaching those kinds of numbers, you're also looking at a huge brand-building piece that almost spans across demographics, because you're talking to the young, trying to get them influenced to be aware of your brand. You're talking to the old, trying to get them maybe to switch. So some of the demographic targeting that you might see, for instance, at the local level with zip code-specific and program-specific buys that a company might make, maybe go out the window just a touch in this kind of an environment.
Well, hooray for Hollywood. We'll all be watching on Sunday. Thanks, Tom.